Welcome to Red State Review, your daily dose of news and insights from America's heartland. From policy debates to grassroots movements, we bring you the stories that matter most to conservative Americans. Join us as we explore the issues shaping our nation and our values. This is Red State Review.
Hey guys, Reed Walker from Red State Review here today. I've given you the first episode of the podcast, a little bit of a podcast. It's going to be a conservative-based podcast going over elections, political news, policies, etc. Today, we're going to kick off the show with a little rundown here. We're going to go over Kamala Harris's crazy Atlanta, Georgia rally. Also, the Hamas leader is dead. That's kind of shocking news there. Today, we'll be able to kind of a quick episode, but we'll be looking forward to bringing you more guests and episodes a couple times a week. So let's get right into it.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. So let's get right. So in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. Any day of the week.
So apparently Kamala Harris has now a Southern accent, and this sounds a little too familiar. Let's go back to a couple years ago with Hillary Clinton.
Finish. On this Lord's Day, let us say with one voice, the words of James Cleveland's great freedom hymn. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. And we know if we finish this march, what awaits us? St. Paul told us in the letter to the Galatians, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. The brave men and women of Bloody Sunday did not lose heart.
You know, I don't know how anybody can see how Kamala Harris is going to be the president. She has failed policies. She has failed the border. And she's now acting like somebody else. And we, like I said, the Hillary Clinton, we've seen this before. On top of Kamala Harris's kind of Southern accent, she's now picked up in Atlanta, Georgia. She also had kind of an awkward opening to her rally, and including Meg Thee Stallion apparently performed, and the audience was kind of quiet. Let's play that clip.
We're about to make history with the first female president, the first black female president. Let's get this done, hotties. Hotties for Harris. Hi. Now, I know my ladies in the crowd love their body.
Real hot girls.
And if you want to keep loving your body, you know who to vote for.
Beat line, you know, little Jew.
Body crazy, curvy, waist.
Body reporting love with the future.
There's nothing better I'd like than to have my president, future president, at a rally, and Nothing starts off a great rally rather than twerking in front of the crowd in an awkward silence. Great campaign strategy by the Kamala Harris campaign. I mean, this is just odd and weird. And it's a different approach than you're seeing Trump take as he walks out to, I believe it's Lee Greenwald's Proud to be an American. It's just two different kind of campaigns we're running here. As you can tell, Kamala Harris is trying to appeal to the younger people. Harris Olympics this weekend with the awkward intro of kind of a deception of depiction, of the Last Supper with a naked blue man on table and just kind of very, very odd way to start an intro. And you wouldn't expect this of this just kind of agenda pushing media, but and otherwise, Trump had a few words on this this week, and let's play that clip.
I thought that the opening ceremony was a disgrace, actually. I thought it was a disgrace.
The mocking of the Last Supper.
I thought it was
Catholics and Christians across the globe are outraged.
I mean, they can do certain things. I thought it was terrible.
Can you say at the next Olympics, if you're present, there won't be... You'll have enough influence on the organizers that we won't be, you know, insulting Christians.
We won't be having a Last Supper as portrayed the way they portrayed it the other night. I just think, look, I'm for everybody. I'm very open-minded. You understand.
Yeah.
You know me
yeah.
better than most people know yeah. me. I'm very open-minded.
Also this weekend, Hamas's top political leader was killed Wednesday by a pre-drawn airstrike in the Iranian capital. Iran, the militant group, said blaming Israel for a shock assassination that risked escalating into all-out regional war. Iran's supreme leader vowed revenge against Israel. Kind of nerve-wracking news as it hit today, because we are moments away from what almost feels like a war. And we can all say this. We all know this. If Donald Trump was president for the last 4 years, we would have we would be in good standing. He was a strong foreign leader. But with the Biden-Harris campaign, it's just keeping you on the edge of the seat. And we cannot afford four more years of Harris. I mean, if they had destroyed this country, but this is just nerve-wracking news. Kind of, you know, we're going to hope that there's going to be no big war started, but it's nerve-wracking. Well, folks, that is all we have for the very first episode of the podcast. I appreciate you joining us and tuning in. We look forward to having you listen in the future. Thanks so much.